This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number on this live Sunday edition is 855-450-FREE. Still to come, New Zealand and gun confiscation. Apparently not going as well as the government goons there had hoped. We'll tell you more about that. Richie's got that story. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Bad Slave on our Discord call-in lines. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you, Ian.
What's on your mind?
Mark and Richie, good to talk to all of you. I wanted to bring up something outside of politics that I think a bunch of us true anarchists out there, voluntarists, you know.
People, yeah, I don't call myself an anarchist, but go ahead.
I do.
You know, well, these are all synonyms, so it's really of no matter.
Yeah, I don't agree with that they're synonyms at all.
But go ahead. Make your point without arguing about – let's not argue about semantics. Go right ahead.
Yep. Good idea. I think that we need to create – or I need to create, you know, with some other, you know, smarter person, you know, help. And that is a – good written rejection of consent that can apply at all levels of government.
So you're talking about withdrawing the purported consent that they believe that you've given them, even though at no point did many of us ever sign the social contract or the so-called social contract.
At some point or another, they'll retreat to the fact that your geographic location is consent.
But that's what they'll do, yeah. But that's what you're referring to.
That's why we created the Shire Society.
That's what I was going to say,
That's a bunch of crap. That's crap, and they know it. And otherwise it wouldn't be mentioned in, you know, the Declaration of Independence and in our New Hampshire Constitution.
So did you think about the Shire Society Declaration? Because that is a written basically.
Well, that's a good start, but I don't know. I actually signed it.
Uh-huh.
So I was one of the original signers of this.
I mean, it's basically a withdrawal of consent and a explicit joining of a separate society.
Right, right.
I guess it could be better than how it is, but...
He's an original signer. He's not free yet.
Yeah.
There needs to be a process created by which notification is made. And you're right.
You mean you would send notice to the bureaucrats is what you're saying?
Well, yeah. The mm-hmm. Secretary of State and...
Why don't you just write him a letter?
The governor and, you know.
Do you think that
that's what we're talking about here is creating basically a form letter for libertarians so that they can send it in and then instructions on to whom to send it in. And,
right.
You know, it'll have as much effect as signing the Shire Society Declaration would be my guess.
Well, now, are you saying that this notice should be given on an individual basis to government goons or that there should be like a group letter?
I think that each of us are responsible for our own actions. I would never, I signed the Shire Society declaration, and I thought that was a pretty good document. I haven't read it in a good while, but
anyone can read it anytime by going to shiresociety.com. That's Shires. I know you know, but we have listeners out there who are not you.
Exactly.
And that's shiresociety.com. You can actually go there and read it. You can print out a copy for yourself. If there's a PDF version, you can sign it privately. You don't have to tell anybody that you've signed it. But what you're saying here is you do want to tell people that you want to inform the government goons that you're opting out of their system, basically.
Exactly. And it's basically, you know, the Declaration of Independence, which brought forward our Constitution, the U.S. one. And the U.S. is really not applicable to much of the regular people. I don't know if you realize that, but the U.S. Constitution is more of a document between states and the central government.
Do you think a new declaration would be successful in getting more freedom?
Like, I don't see how it's going to make it worse. And the fact is, you know, it's written. If you read the New Hampshire Constitution yet, I mean, it's written in there.
It's not a bad constitution. There's a fair amount of good stuff.
Consent is required.
Yeah, a lot of state constitutions, actually, ones I've looked at have that.
I don't care about any other one.
Well,
sure, I'm just saying a lot of them have it.
Consent has been brought up at trials that I have attended here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I've tried it.
And the prosecutors, I believe it was yours in, specifically, the prosecutor basically said, nuh-uh, and that was the end of it. Like, you know, I withdraw my consent, and... suddenly, like, nobody knew what to do with that information. Okay, he's withdrawn his consent. Well,
guilty.
No, he can't. You know, I mean, none of the jurors were, none of them were given a constitutional lesson on what withdrawal of consent might look like.
That's the point I'm trying to make here, is that it needs to be couched in the right words. And, you know, I know someone, this guy calls himself Eric, who are you, from Arkansas?
I remember.
I've known
Eric.
Him for a long time. He went into a courtroom on a IRS thing and walked out a free man when he basically said he didn't consent.
Wow.
And
this is a federal court?
Yes. This was in California.
Wow. That's just too bad you can't get a video camera in federal court, man.
Right,
too bad.
There's stories of these things happening, and I don't disbelieve them. It's just
I
don't know
this guy,
how replicatable these things
are.
It
didn't work for Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes withdrew his consent, too.
Right, so I'm saying it didn't work for Wesley Snipes.
And they put his butt in jail, you know?
Yeah. Hey, Bad Slave, thanks for the call tonight. I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's, you know, there's nothing wrong.
I mean, if only I had known this in prison. I could have walked up to the Sallyport gate and knocked on the plexiglass, the bulletproof plexiglass, and I said, excuse me, I withdraw consent. Withdraw consent. Why are these people throwing me to the ground? Mm-hmm. Stop punching me. You know, like,
oh, that's all you have to say, sir, right this way.
Right, you know? I don't know. I mean, the withdrawal consent thing, I get it. I like it. Yes, I withdraw my consent for so much of the governing that is done over me, but I don't know what it means. It's not magic, I can tell you that much.
The problem is, I think I've discussed this before a number of times. I don't know how often it comes up on this show. The problem is, The prosecutor doesn't know and doesn't care. The judge doesn't know and judge doesn't care. The police don't know and don't care.
Don't know about your withdrawal of consent.
Your withdrawal of your consent, they don't care about your magic words.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
They're just
doing their job.
I put an article up about, seizing cars going 5 miles over the speed limit.
And this is happening somewhere?
It was happening. They were trying to say, like, well, because they wanted to seize it. What's the word I'm looking for?
Seizure?
Confiscate?
Yeah, sure.
Possess? Steal?
True. Yeah, but I mean, there's the legal term for it that's escaping me at the moment.
All right, whatever.
But, right. But
seizure sounds pretty good to me.
Okay, but it was the... whatever. Okay, so they were going to seize the cars for going 5 miles over the speed limit, and Indiana was arguing this in federal court, that yes, they have the constitutional right to do it. And the comment I got on the posting was, well, the reason that they're allowed to do this is because when you get your car, see... you sign over part ownership to the government.
Right, so there's
this title.
You got a
manufacturer's certificate of origin.
Yeah, the manufacturer's certificate of origin.
Which I have for my moped, by the way.
Really?
Because I paid cash for it. But I still had to get registered. The dealership that I bought it from.
Well, Jay Noon would tell you did not have to get registered.
And he would say a lot of things.
And he's got the cred to back it up.
Okay.
That man drives around with no driver's license.
So do I. I mean,
but he has license plates on the back of his vehicles that he gets, you know, from other places. So,
okay, but he's gone to jail for not having a driver's
license. I'm not saying he doesn't. All these things are very interesting.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-453, and we're going to get into, you know, speaking of opting out and not consenting in New Zealand, people are opting out of turning in their guns, apparently. Richie's got the story. That's coming up, and it's Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Come on! Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join join us on the radio waves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the Liberty migration here to New Hampshire over a lot of the show, but there's also interesting things happening around the world, including in New Zealand, where there's a large amount of people apparently who are just refusing to go along to get along, refusing to hand over their weapons in a national gun confiscation. And Richie's got the details on that story because I haven't actually looked into it. I heard the headlines, and that's about it. So we'll get into that. But also coming up here in just a few days from now, Freedom Fest kicks off, and it starts on the 17th. That's this Wednesday, so it's going to be real soon. And it's happening. It's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world that happens in Las Vegas, and they'll have a bevy of great speakers there. Penn Jillette will be there, a longtime guest.
Looking forward to that one. I hope you go see a show.
I would love to go see. You talking about Penn and Teller?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Lenore Skenazy, longtime guest here on Free Talk Live. Other folks like John Mackey, Justin Amash, who, of course, just left the Republican Party, so I'm sure he'll have some interesting things to say. John Stossel, Kevin Sorbo, and many more. You can go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you can learn more about the event there, as well as get the five best speeches from last year, which will give you a taste of what last year was like. Get on over to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. You can still use our discount code, FTL50. That's FTL50 for a discount on your tickets. And it's July 17th through the 20th. That's most of this coming week here at the Hotel Paris in Las Vegas. As we continue, I'd love to go see Penn and Teller. I haven't seen them since I was like 10 years old. They came to the Van Weasel in Sarasota way back.
For those of you who don't know Sarasota, this is the Purple Building.
Okay, yeah, I guess yeah. If you had seen it in Sarasota, you would know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Van Weasel is to Sarasota as the Opera House is to Sydney. I mean, not to say that
without the
Sarasota.
Yeah.
I've heard Sydney. Of the Opera House. Yeah. I have no idea what the Van Weasel is.
Have you heard of Sarasota?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Have you seen any pictures from Sarasota?
No.
Usually, if you see a picture that isn't just sort of somebody taking a picture with them on a horseshoe crab on the beach or whatever. If some picture from Sarasota, any kind of montage is going to include this purple building.
Yeah, I remember they were like super cool because they came out after the show and just kind of hang out and meet the audience because nice. You know, when everybody's leaving, then they just kind of come out and it was cool. Very cool people. So we'll hopefully get to talk to them. We've never actually had Penn Jillette on Free Talk Live, so looking forward to that. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. So it was earlier this year, I think, when the horrifying shooting occurred at the mosque, a couple
in
different
Christchurch.
Mosques. Yeah, in Christchurch, New Zealand. And we reported on it here on Free Talk Live. I actually watched the video, and we kind of commented on that on the air. It was horrifying. To watch that video. And now apparently gun confiscation is the next step over there.
Right, and they're going to take away the guns from everybody, and that's going to solve the problem, and they're never going to have a massacre again.
Well, and the interesting thing is, the reason I pulled up this article is because they touted that, right? Like immediately after the shooting, the New Zealand legislature went into session, banned all guns, and then declared to the world, see, this is what you do when this type of massacre occurs.
I thought they left exemptions for shooting varmints.
They may have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the big news was gun turning your guns, we're banning all guns. This is, see, America, you could do this, too, with all your
right.
mass
Yeah, I think
shootings.
It was assault weapons that they banned.
Okay.
No, they didn't ban pistols?
Pistols were already banned.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
And then, so now we have this.
What's the source on this one?
Oh, man. The shtfplan.com.
Okay. We can't say what that stands for.
Stuff happens and then hits
the
fan.
Yeah.
Civil disobedience, noncompliance are damaging New Zealand's gun control efforts.
Excellent.
Yes. If you want to know how to beat gun control, look no further than New Zealand. Noncompliance with the new mandatory gun buyback law is kneecapping the government's ability to enforce the law they wrote.
Right, and this what looks bad, what looks the worst for them is that when they go and they pass these laws and then nobody cooperates, oh no, now what are we going to do? Now we got to go and take all the guns from the people with the guns, which is with other people. We're going to send people with guns to take the guns from the people with guns, and Oh, jeez. This, why is that our plan? Why aren't they just following the rules? Well, that's because that's what people... I mean, look, if you've got a gun, you're either... you're free, right? You don't have to listen to these people's rules. That's why people with guns go into gun-free zones and do their shootings. They don't have, they know that the good folks are going to follow your rules. The people that are don't mind being a sniveling little serf.
Those aren't good people. Well, those people are part of the problem.
They're good to the people that pass the laws.
Yeah, I'm going
to
say these are good people who are
absolutely
kept in the government. As of last week, only 700 weapons have been turned over to New Zealand's government under the new gun control laws written in haste in the wake of the shooting at Christchurch mosques.
You know, before you go on, it does remind me of some of these gun buyback programs. That's what they're doing here is they're doing a buyback program. Now, we don't know all the details on them, but I remember reading about hearing about a guy who made, like, pipe guns, basically, where he just took the cheapest, you know, materials, PVC or whatever, you know, metal pipes, you know, whatever materials he could to build the most rudimentary...
Bolted it to a 2x4, called it a shotgun.
Cheap gun that you possibly... You know, it would work if you put a bullet in there, and, you know, it would shoot
single
something.
Single shot sort of thing.
That this guy made the cheapest, dirtiest guns that he possibly could and then showed up at one of these buybacks and just handed them over and got like a ton of gift cards or whatever.
I one time held a buyback program for the Bearcats here in New Hampshire. There was the Keene City Council famously had gotten a Bearcat recently, and you know, they were so excited to have their own tank. Now they're a real government, and once they have their own tank, and so I held a buyback program so that the government could come and get a $100 Walmart gift card, and
if they turned over their Bearcat to you,
yeah. Why wouldn't you turn over this multi-$100,000 vehicle for $280,000 vehicle for a $100 Walmart card. Oh, probably the same reason that somebody's not going to bring in an AR-15 and turn it over for a $100 Walmart card.
Another favorite of mine is where you've got a gun guy who actually shows up to set up a table across from the gun buyback table, and he's like, I'll outbid him. Come on over here.
I'll give you more for it. Those are fun.
What are they offering you?
And part of the problem with the rudimentary shotgun is because they usually do the gun buybacks no questions asked.
That's right.
So you bolt the pipe to a 2x4, call it, put the trigger on a shotgun, and then all of a sudden, here's $500.
$10 gun or whatever,
and you get $500 or whatever. Yeah,
that's brilliant. I love that stuff. But this is a little different. In this case, people aren't even showing up, right?
Yep. So 700 weapons have turned in. There are an estimated 1.5 million guns with an unknown number subject to the new prohibition on semi-automatic firearms in the country overall.
Wow. Okay. Semi-automatic, for listeners that don't know, that's every time you squeeze the trigger, it fires a shot. And these are the most common style, you know, guns out there. So they're banning semi-automatics.
Yeah.
What the hell are they going to allow you to have?
Bolt action.
Okay. Varmint rifles.
Yeah, I see what you
should have a Henry rifle where you fling the little thing forward to advance the round.
Okay, more on the way here. If you want to join us, your comments on gun confiscation, gun control, maybe you support gun control. Do you want to round these people up that haven't turned in their guns, the 1.5 million guns, which probably is held in hundreds of thousands of hands? We're coming up, Free Talk Live.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Vice President Mike Pence saw firsthand the extreme overcrowding at federal detention centers as he visited two in Texas. Pence said afterwards what he saw was evidence of a system that is overwhelmed.
This is very tough stuff to see families that are swept up in this crisis on our southern border. But I must tell you that I couldn't be more impressed with the compassionate work that our Customs and Border Protection are doing here at this facility.
Vice President Pence said President Donald Trump sent him so the American people could see what's happening firsthand. In May, Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General wrote an internal report stating the conditions were so bad at a Texas border facility where about half the migrants in custody were sleeping outdoors and that the agents there feared possible rioting. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free if you want to join us here. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. We're talking about civil disobedience, non-cooperation, non-obedience. That is what's happening in New Zealand, which is an interesting result. They are apparently banning semi-automatic guns. And Mark, you said they'd already previously have banned pistols, now banning basically anything that you can pull a trigger on and fire as many rounds as are in the,
right, I think
the magazine.
Yeah, rifles and carbines would have been acceptable prior to the mass shooting.
And now they're saying, turn them in, we're going to buy them from you. And yep, only 700 people, according to the story that you're sharing here with us, Richie,
yep,
have participated thus far. Now, I believe it's still fairly early on in this buyback, if I'm not mistaken, right? Like, they just started doing this.
Yeah, so the story is recent as of today. So as of last week, 700 turned in out of the estimated 1.5 million guns out there that are on the prohibited list.
Wow.
Seems like they got a ways to go.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can they hope to get back half of those guns? What an incredible number that is.
Well, they just got to show the world that the people of New Zealand care about each other, don't want to have any more massacres, and are going to voluntarily turn over their guns because that's what keeps people safe.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been very concerned about rapes in America, so I have made myself a eunuch.
that's how they would want you to do it. Good job. Thank you for your service.
Wow. So turning over these guns,
the
of
only
course,
people that should be turning over their guns are people that think that they're going to commit crimes with them.
Right. Turning over.
And then it's a great idea.
Guns would not help keep people safe, because what would have actually kept people safe during this shooting is if somebody actually had a gun. This madman in Christchurch who killed, what, dozens of people? It's been a while since I've seen the news, but it was a lot of people that he just slaughtered, and they were completely helpless, almost completely helpless. There was like one guy who made a mad dash at the gunman and got cut down for his efforts.
But one guy picked up his the emptied rifle or something like that.
That's true. Yeah, that did happen at one point.
And then he got in trouble with the cops.
Did he really?
So, well, that's what the story said.
So
at least talking to.
In that story, the guy picked up a discarded shotgun or something and then menaced the shooter with his own discarded shotgun and got him to leave sooner rather than later, I guess, was what happened there. But had somebody in that mosque actually had a gun, then it would have likely changed the odds significantly in the favor of the victims. Because this guy could have actually been defended against.
Yeah, even here in the United States, there are stories out there of mass shooters being stopped early on, but that don't get the same headlines.
Oh.
Sure, they attempt
surprise,
to go on a mass
surprise.
Shooting, they get one or two people, and then someone with a concealed weapon
takes them down.
Right. And then it's not a mass shooting, it's like two people, two murders.
Right. Doesn't get outside of the regional news media or something, right?
Well, the funny thing is they'll define a mass shooting as they want to define a mass shooting at any given time, but almost never will you see a story where they point out that, hey, somebody with a gun, be it an off-duty police officer, just your average concealed carry permit holder or whatever, they'll never say that, looks like the mass shooting was stopped. And you could go find that stuff on the internet, and you can also find a Center for Disease Control's study from the 1990s that show that more than a million incidences of guns are used in a defensive fashion per year in the United States. But you don't see those numbers because what they want it, first off, here's how you know a liar is a liar will talk about people being killed with guns, and then you already know they're lying. Because what they're trying to do is take in the suicide numbers, which are about seven times the homicide numbers with guns, the murder numbers with guns, and they're trying to wrap them all together. Well, you either believe that somebody's allowed to kill themselves or you don't. But it is dishonest to wrap in the numbers of, deaths. They call it gun deaths as the terminology they use.
I think they use that to bump up the police violence numbers, too, right? If the cop is suicidal and kills himself, they consider that like a violence against police.
I don't know, maybe. It wouldn't surprise me if they did. In the same way they do that with alcohol-related traffic fatalities, which can include anybody who's got an open container in their car, even if it was in the passenger's hands.
Yep.
All of a sudden, that's an alcohol-related accident or fatality or whatever. Somebody died in that case.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
SHTF Plan mentioned the fact that Kiwis were disobeying the law and things have still now changed.
Still not.
Yeah, that's a typo.
You want to borrow my reading glasses?
No,
it's probably them.
It's a typo. Gun owners.
It's a blog, right?
Gun owners in New Zealand have all but officially nullified the law by ignoring it. And
same story, by the way, is at Reason.com. So this is getting some pretty wide reporting.
Nice. Okay. And once again, it bears pointing out that responding to a horrendous crime by inflicting knee-jerk authoritarian restrictions on innocent people proves to be as ineffective means of convincing people to obey the state. New Zealand gun control fails.
I'm glad that people have a line in the sand. It's refreshing because we see so much obedience by people in society these days towards the government. It's refreshing to see people finally saying, you know what? No, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go and turn my guns in. I'm not going to jump. Yeah, I know it's illegal, but I'm not going to do it anyway. What are you going to do about it?
I'm excited about that part, certainly. But what the government's I know what the government's going to do. I already have an answer.
Are they
going to
lock them all up? Because there's hundreds
of
thousands.
They're just going to wait to pick them off one at a time when it's convenient for them. It'll probably be done to the people who have less money to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, those that are most vulnerable are always the ones who are least able to defend themselves.
This is true.
Because that's what the government does. So, I mean, is it a solution? No. I mean, this is, you know, they know what they're doing. The formula is embedded on this.
I think that's a general fear when it comes to breaking the law and civil disobedience in general, is it takes a mass amount of people to make it effective, but it takes people individually doing it to, like, lead the way, right? You have to show others that it's safe.
You can do it.
That you can do it.
But it's not safe. To do civil disobedience and non-cooperation is not safe. It's always highly risky. There's always a chance that you're going to get your head bit off by, you know, the government, in figurative speaking. In some cases, it might be.
Which is why it's hard to convince people to do it. So
right.
You have to be effective at doing it and get away with it to show people that.
Well, but as Mark says, how long can they really get away with it? If, for instance, you have a registered gun.
Sure.
Good luck, because they're going to start going through that list at some point. And this is yet another example of why having a registered gun is a bad plan, because if they decide to prohibit that gun that you have registered, they're going to come and knock it.
Sure.
And they're going to want to know what happened. If you're claiming, oh, you don't have it, you lost it in a boating accident, you know, they're going to want to know a lot. They're going to, like, grab the metal detector and start searching your backyard or something like that. I mean, who knows how crazy these gun confiscations are going to get.
And another thing that they'll never say is that the concealed carry permit holders are the safest group of people in America, next to people who are in vegetative states, right? I mean, you know, a concealed carry permit holder is, I believe I looked up these numbers, that a cop is 10 times as safe as your average citizen, and that the concealed carry permit holder is 3 times as safe as a cop, as a likelihood to commit a felony.
Well, and you also mentioned the other co-host, Jay Noon, and myself, who free travel, if you want to call it that, without driver's license, right? We do it because we believe it's right, number one, but also to show that it can be done, right? In order to get people to accept the idea that I don't need that little piece of plastic.
But does that work? I mean,
to do what?
I've known Jay for close to a decade now, and I have never considered, I guess I'm just going to give up my driver's license. I mean, you have a couple of stories where you've been drug into court and, you know, had to deal with these people. I just don't want to deal with it.
Which is fine.
Yeah. I mean,
I would say that at least myself do it on principle, right? Like, I don't want to pay their fee.
I think principle is a better terminology. I don't know, as an example, whether it certainly hasn't been convincing to me. Maybe other people have.
But to show people that it can be done.
Well, of course it can be done, but eventually you're probably going to get arrested.
Yeah, I know that I don't have to have a driver's license to drive.
Right.
I know that I can still drive.
The question is, for how long can you get away with it until they decide to target you?
Well, if we can convince more of us to do it.
More coming up here. And if they target you, will you win?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into any one of those and comment. Doesn't have to be about gun control, which the New Zealand government is failing to put into place. Now, they've got a prohibition that they've passed on semi-automatic rifles, and apparently only about 700 of them have been turned in as part of
more than a million.
Out of more than, I think, 1.5, yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. And from what I was reading on the Reason.com article about this same topic, they interviewed a Philippa Yasbeck of Gun Control New Zealand, who admitted, quote, "These weapons are unlikely to be confiscated by police because they don't know of their existence. They will become black market weapons if their owners choose not to comply with the law and become criminals instead." So I guess they're not registered. In fact, it says here that traditionally relaxed in its approach to firearms regulation and enjoying a low crime rate, New Zealand has no firearms registration rule. That means authorities don't have any easy way of knowing what guns are in circulation or who owns them. So,
well, let's emulate that here.
Yeah, that's good news.
Right. I mean, a gun shouldn't be any different than a lawnmower. You shouldn't be asked to register it. I mean, what more crimes are committed with simple tools like hammers and wrenches and things like that than mm-hmm. are with guns? They don't ask you to register those things.
Not yet. Oh, don't give them any ideas over in the UK, Mark.
Yeah, they've already banned like knives and instruments.
Yeah. Yeah. Spoon.
Terrible there.
They what else do we need to know about this?
Politicians are left scratching their heads and wondering why New Zealanders won't comply with their authoritarian edicts. The so-called gun reform was expected to rid the vast New Zealand countryside of most semi-automatic firearms, magazines over a specified limit, and shotguns.
New Zealand's, they're getting rid of shotguns.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, that too. New Zealand's political chatelaine, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, had an almost unanimous parliamentary vote to institute the gun buyback, though as Liberty Nation legal affairs editor Scott Cosenza asserted, buyback is really a misnomer because the government never owned those guns in the first place.
Yeah.
New Zealand's government also stepped up censorship and domestic surveillance
oh, yeah.
after the bloody attacks of the two Christchurch mosques earlier this year, flinging itself into a full-blown authoritarian tyranny.
Yeah, they actually went after people for simply sharing the video.
That dude got, I think he got a prison sentence.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, I would look that up.
Yeah, we didn't follow up on that.
Okay,
story,
I think that's recent, that he was like sentenced recently or that he was facing jail time at this point for sharing the video.
Well, but what we learned at the time, though, was that they've had a censorship policy there.
Yeah.
That wasn't new. I mean, they may have been cracking down extra hard, but they've had censorship in New Zealand since like the 1800s. I mean, basically from the founding of the country, they've had a censorship board or a, you know, official government censor that has censored everything from movies to music to even band T-shirts, like, you know, rock bands T-shirts. Yeah. They got some imagery on them they didn't like. They would tell them you couldn't sell those here.
Christchurch man jailed for sharing video footage of massacre, Philip Arps.
Wow.
There you go.
Sentenced to 21 months for glorifying and encouraging the mass shooting in New Zealand.
Jeez.
There you go.
He's a businessman.
Not anymore.
And it's video evidence of the thing. I mean, glorifying or whatever,
right.
It's got to get out there so the rest of the world can see what's going on.
Well, I tend to agree with you on that, even though I specifically...
Arps had described it as awesome and had showed no empathy to the victims.
Yeah. I don't think that would have helped him much, even if
Who
he
knows?
Had. Because they just don't want that stuff spreading.
I don't know.
I made the statement that I don't think people should watch it because it's highly disturbing. I mean,
sure.
It is highly violent. Some of the most violent footage I think I've ever seen. I mean, I've certainly seen some of the stuff out of ISIS or whatever, you know, when they were releasing some pretty horrifying videos.
I've stopped watching this stuff because it's just not good for my brain.
No, it's not good at all. Not good. And that's why I wanted to express that to people about how bad it really was. But I think you should be able to if that's something you really want to do.
Well, and I think I'm somewhat desensitized to a lot of that violent stuff because I remember the Faces of Death series on VHS.
I remember that too, but...
this cannot be anything like Faces of
thanks,
Death.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Better or worse?
Like, I remember seeing a little bit of Faces of Death, and this was... I mean, this is pretty horrifying. Did they have anything like that on Faces of Death that you saw?
I remember some pretty bad, like, you know, decapitations and limbs being removed and... Like, I don't...
A lot of those are accidental, though, right, on Faces of Death?
Some of it. Yeah. Some of it was, you know, like Middle Eastern countries, and that's the sentence that they, you know, this guy was found guilty of theft, and now he chopped his hand off, and look at his face while they're cutting it. So
it's gross.
I've seen deers running through, like, a minefield, and there we go.
A deer?
So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, extreme violence.
Right.
Been, you know, as a youngster, right, as a teenager watching that stuff.
Yeah, I was a teenager, watched it too, but I just don't have any stomach for it these days. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. The only thing I'm prone to, like, get a little bit queasy over is, like, broken legs because I suffered one.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, now I can feel it.
You see the bones sticking out of somebody's leg.
Right, so it wasn't a bad deal.
Sideways. Yuck.
Yeah. Yep. That's kind of what I did. No bones sticking out on my injury, though. New Zealand government also stepped up to censorship, yada, yada, yada. But that isn't convincing the public that they need to obey the commands of the government. As it turns out, people want to be free, and noncompliance is the way that they are maintaining a shred of their liberty.
Basically, you either can own a gun or, you know, only free people can own guns, ultimately. That's it. I mean,
what do you mean?
A free man can own a weapon. Mm-hmm. And somebody who's somebody's serf.
Because you're still
can't.
Not free if you own a weapon.
I'm not claiming that owning a weapon makes you free.
Okay.
But that a free person can.
Sure.
It is a hallmark of freedom.
Okay.
You need other hallmarks. Here in the United States, even though you can own a weapon, you are not free. But nonetheless, it is hallmark of freedom.
If you could own a weapon, you would definitely not be free.
And they have gun registration in the United States. They didn't have that in New Zealand.
So, some places in the United States. Yeah.
Well, no, the federal government, if you buy a gun, it's going to be there's a record of that. If you buy it through a legal channel, now
a
you can buy
or a rifle. A shotgun.
Any
or a rifle?
Gun you go into a store and buy, there's a record of that.
Okay.
They're sending off a background check to the federal government to see if you can get a pistol or whatever it is you're going to buy.
Well, don't buy it from a store then.
That's what I'm saying. if you do buy from an individual in some states,
I've seen people buy a shotgun at a store and walk out with it on September the 11th, 2001.
Oh, in 2001? Maybe it changed since then, dude. But as I understand it, now again, I'm not deep into the gun world. Like, I like weapons, and I've certainly had a few of them over time. But I've never bought them legally because it's my understanding you always have to fill out a form, and that form gets sent into the ATF. And
you've never bought them at a store.
That's what I mean. Right. Yeah. Right. It's still legal in New Hampshire, for instance, to buy a gun from an individual. It just doesn't require the paperwork.
I think you can buy a handgun at a, what do you call those things, gun show, as long as you get the registration. They'll, mm-hmm. they'll run your name through some, law enforcement database or whatever, and that's about it.
There's some jurisdiction making it mandatory or attempting to make it mandatory for private sales to go through a background check as well.
That's terrifying.
How are they going to
do that? I don't know how they're going to do that.
Yeah.
But some people will comply. Basically, they just make it harder.
Well, yeah, but individual, like you as a gun owner, you're going to have to like fill out the forms to do a background check on private sale. And how many times are you going to do it? It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It just means that plenty of owners will just refuse to sell guns that way.
Sure.
And it'll be great for the gun stores because then they, people have to sell to gun stores.
Gun owners at this point will most likely never turn in their now banned weapons in either. Officials should have seen this coming. Police are anticipating a number of people with banned firearms in their possession won't surrender them. Stuff reported at the end of May.
The number appears to be at this point 1.5 million.
minus 700.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I think we can safely just not mention the 700 since 700 have turned them in.
Statistically insignificant.
It is, yeah.
Yes. Kiwis have officially taken a stand for their rights against their own government. Since New Zealanders didn't register their guns, cops have no idea where to now find the now illegal weapons.
Yeah.
And even if people started registering their guns going forward, confiscation is all but impossible.
But why would that be? I mean, if you're going to register a gun, then it's highly possible to confiscate.
Well,
at that point.
Well, because there's still going to be all the 1.5 million still in circulation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not register a gun in New Zealand at any point.
Right. It's hard to declare a victory here with basically outlawing guns in New Zealand when there's 1.5 million unregistered guns floating around.
By the way, this is what the guy who did the shooting, the lunatic psychopath, this is what he wanted. He actually wanted.
Who knows what he wanted?
He had a paper.
He had a bunch of things, though.
He had a manifesto. There's actually an excerpt from it here. On the Reason article. We can share that coming up as well. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we got hour number 3 coming up on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want, 855-450-3. Or jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.